Hey, you're tuned in to KFFA Radio right here in Helena, Arkansas. It's Soybean Month. And via phone right here, we're going to talk with a very important person about soybeans on KFFA. It's Doug Hart on KFFA.
Just basically, you know, because the emphasis, several years ago, 20, 30 years ago or longer, you know, people were either, quote, cotton farmers or they were rice farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, anything else that they didn't plant in those crops, you know, they planted in soybeans. And of course, yields have improved and technologies have come to light that have allowed us to, not only take these varieties that have, better yield potential,
mm-hmm.
but to also have the technologies that help us to address things like more consistent and more economical irrigation, better weed control, better markets, and those type things, to where soybeans now a lot of times are a preferred crop, particularly if the markets are giving that signal. So it's Arkansas's top row crop, and we're one of the top 10 soybean producing states generally, year in, year out, and adds about $2 billion of money to the agriculture economic impact here in the state.
And so around I was reading on some soybeans last night, so like 3 million acres planted annually.
That's a lot of soybeans.
That is.
Oh yeah.
So the United States is definitely a provider worldwide of soybeans, and
that's exactly right. We're a major player in the worldwide soybean economy and market. We've had some good news in soybeans here of late as it relates to exports.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those exports are going to China, some of which is due to the phase one deal that the administration got done earlier this year, and of course when things with China weren't going too good here, prior to the phase one deal getting worked out, we had developed and began to move beans and soybean products to other parts of the world, and so not only are we serving those markets now, but China's come back in, and we got some friendly news yesterday for the markets that maybe yields nationwide aren't quite as good as maybe it was first anticipated. And so when we started out in the spring, those of us that are soybean farmers, we weren't anticipating a very good price for soybeans this year. But, over the last couple of months or so, things have turned around, and more so really in the past month.
Very good. So why is the soybean considered the miracle bean?
Well, there are just so many uses for soybeans. The general public may not realize that they may be indirectly consuming soybeans every day in some form or fashion in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
As you all well know, we have a tremendous poultry industry here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And the feed rations that are, utilized to feed poultry, such as chicken and turkey, Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Oh, yes.
A lot of that is comprised of soybean meal, the protein component of that.
Really?
And commercial catfish production, there's a lot of soybean meal used in catfish feed. A lot of soybean meal just used, up and down the food chain, so to speak, as a feed source to create protein for things such as chicken, turkey, pork, etc.
So one little bit.
And, of course, you take the oil component.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uses for the oil. particularly in the plastics now, you know, there's a lot of things that plastics that are derived from soybean oil. Of course, the cooking aspect of soybean oil, most any vegetable oil that you see on the shelf today that just is labeled, quote, vegetable oil, more than likely is soybean oil. And of course, a lot of soybean oil and soybean oil that's been previously been used that is a waste product. So we're talking about both virgin oil and recycled oil is used in the biofuels industry. So there are just many, many uses for soybean and soybean product.
The soybean is sort of like the peanut, in a sense.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You know, you get a lot of use out of it.
Yeah. It's amazing how one little bean can create so many jobs for Americans, too. I mean, because you have the people doing the research for the soybeans. You have people harvesting. You have people coming up with all this stuff.
And coming up with different ideas of how to grow them and better grow.
Yeah, like our extension service crop folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sean Payne and the gang take care of that business.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, so speaking of that, you know, you touched on the research and a lot of things that are going on in that regard. So, you know, that's what the soybean industry has a national checkoff, and that's administered by a group of people who are selected from USDA, the Secretary of Agriculture, and that board is called the United Soybean Board. And you know, we have representatives from the state of Arkansas that sit on that board. As a matter of fact, the chairman of that board right now is from Arkansas. So we keep half of that money in the state. It's one half of 1% of all soybean sales that are held for the checkoff purposes. And so we keep half of that money in Arkansas for research, promotion, and things of that nature to help address the issues and needs of soybean producers in this state, and to promote in various ways soybeans, locally.
Well, Mr. Doug Hart's with us this morning on the November Soybean Month.
Doug, if they wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, of course, you can... Everybody, I guess, is pretty technologically savvy these days. So, the best way is to go to themiraclebean.com. They can Google Arkansas Soybean Promotion Board and find the contact information there. All of us who are members of the Soybean Promotion Board here in the state, you know, our contact information is there. We'd be happy to visit with anybody and everybody that has questions on soybean production in the state, or questions specifically about the checkoff, or ideas that as a soybean producer that they may have on things that we may need to emphasize or look at, you know, as far as research or promotion.
All right, very fine. And that website is themiraclebean.com for more info on soybeans. All right, Mr. Doug Hart, thanks so much. We felt like we covered it all pretty good this morning on National Soybean Month.
Well, I tell you, we just appreciate the opportunity to be with y'all this morning.
Oh,
appreciate
yes, sir.
What y'all are doing for promoting soybeans here in the state. And of course, I know basically where y'all are located. You probably got a lot of Mississippi listeners, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, for sure.
So we just appreciate what y'all are doing and getting the word out. And we continue to celebrate Soybean Month here in November.
That's right. Well, we'd like to thank you for being with us this morning. If you got some more information, feel free to give us a call and come back with us and pass it along to our audience.
Glad to be here. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you.
That's Mr. Doug Hart from the Soybean Company.
The Soybean Shop. Yeah.
Talking about
themiraclebean.com.
Miracle Bean, man. You know, it's amazing how many different things that you can do with that, with the soybean.
It is.
And, you know, I think that I was intending to touch this on it, but he touched on it a little bit. When China kind of fell out with us, they kind of made that soybean kind of have a problem.
Yeah, they did. Because
they buy a lot of soybeans from us, Leon.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. You know, when they're talking about the stock market and this and that, and they always pop China. They're talking about they bought 7 billion. Million pounds of soybeans and this kind of stuff. Well, I guess that kind of hurt our economy when they decided to go into this little war thing they were having. But anyway, we'd like to thank Doug Hart for coming in with us this morning and kind of giving us a little insight on soybeans and big.